We're turning next to Cork, where a 46-year-old woman has been sentenced to 4 years in jail after she pleaded guilty to dangerous driving causing the death of her best friend. Jennifer Thomas of Oakfield View, Glanmire, crashed after consuming 12 alcoholic drinks. She had claimed that her friend Sheila Dunn was driving. Speaking today at Cork Circuit Criminal Court, Judge Helen Boyle said the tragedy was entirely preventable. We can speak now to our reporter Jenny O'Sullivan, who was in court for us. Jenny, will you bring us back? What happened?
Well, it happened on the 11th of February this year, and the two women had gone out to lunch and had a couple of drinks in the city and then headed back to their home in Glanmire in the village there, had another drink. And it was after that, at around 7 o'clock, that the crash happened. Now, in the lead up to the crash, witnesses described Jennifer Thomas at one stage asleep at the wheel of the car at traffic lights for up to 8 minutes, and she ignoring requests to pull over. And later, narrowly, she missed knocking down two pedestrians, according to another witness. Now, investigating guard, the detective, Mark Durkin, told the sentencing hearing that Thomas was wearing her seatbelt when the SUV turned over on its driver's side. But Sheila Dunn wasn't, causing her to fall on top of Thomas. So Thomas later claimed that her friend was driving. But when confronted with evidence, for CCTV evidence, she admitted that she'd been behind the wheel. Her friend, who almost 20 years, a special needs assistant and mother too, died 2 days later in hospital. The defence barrister, Tom Creed, said his client was hugely remorseful for her actions and accepted that getting behind the wheel drunk was an outrageous thing to do. The court heard that Thomas had 10 previous convictions for road traffic offences, larceny, and the misuse of drugs. Now, in handing down her sentence, Judge Helen Boyle said the offence was at the upper end of the scale. And while she understood no sentence would bring Ms. Dunn back to her family, she had to take on board the pleas of guilty and mitigating factors. So she jailed her for 5 years, with the final year suspended.
Afterwards, Sheila Dunn's daughter spoke to the media. What did she say?
Yeah, the evidence, the victim impact statements from both Ms. Dunn's daughter Lily and from her mother Esther were obviously heartbreaking. Lily, in giving her statement to the media afterwards, said she was speaking on behalf of her brother, TJ, who is non-verbal. And she said that drink driving is a choice that ruins lives.
I carry a life sentence of love lost and shattered lives. What happened to my mom was senseless and preventable, and it haunts me every day. We hope this sends a powerful message. Actions have consequences. If our story can stop another family from suffering this kind of heartbreak, maybe it will have meant something.
And that was Lily Dunn ending that report from our reporter Jenny O'Sullivan.